Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well,
welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we're here on a very exciting Wednesday for this show for a few reasons. Eric, I have great news.
Yeah, it's partly cloudy today. Great day to take your dog for a walk.
It is. The good news is that it's a great day to walk your dog. Not too hot, not raining. No, that's not what it is. Eric is our program coordinator here at KKNW and booth engineer.
Mm-hmm.
A man of many hats.
Yes, some of them fit, some of them don't fit.
So you remember Wienerfest, right?
Do I?
I know. How could you forget?
We talked about it quite a bit on the show, absolutely.
Yeah. How could you forget? Well, the Dog Talk Show is a sponsor of Wienerfest Northwest, which took place July 31st and August 1st,
mm-hmm.
Exactly a month ago. And Leia, my dachshund, ran in her first wiener dog race.
That's right, and she did very well,
right? She did. She did. She didn't win the whole thing, but she did win her first race. And the video of that is on the Dog Talk Show website. So you can look for yourself. Go to dogtalkshow.com, and you can click a link to YouTube, and it will show you her winning race. So she won her heat and then lost in the semifinals to a very fast dog who I think his name was Winston. Winston, we're coming to get you, Winston. Well, I just got a call.
This is Leia's arch rival
right.
Now, right?
Well, Winston, he ran a really good race. So, but Leia and I, because she was a good competitor, we just got a call a few days ago from Sherry Jones, who's the coordinator of Wienerfest Northwest. And we had her and her husband, Mike, on the show a while before that to talk about Wienerfest. They also own the company Wienertails that has dachshund-themed apparel and accessories. Wienertails, and that's T-A-L-E-S. Sherry invited Leia and I to race in the special wiener dog race that is going to happen during halftime of a Seattle Seahawks game.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're actually... Yes. Nice.
So is Leia a Seahawks fan?
Of course.
That's the question.
Of course.
Okay. She's a salty
huge,
dog.
Huge. Huge Seahawks fan.
Well, a small.
Well...
But huge in heart.
Yes. Well, so we're going to race during the, I guess, so the game is September 26th. It's a home game. And we will be in attendance at Quest Field and along with 11 other fast wieners to run in two heats and compete for ultimate glory and victory at a Seahawks game. How exciting is that?
That's fantastic.
So I actually get to go to the game with Leia, and, you know, we have to run through the rehearsal, and then we get to watch the game, and then just before halftime, take our places, and she's going to run her little heart out. So, needless to say, we certainly upped our training and conditioning for the event.
Now, does she get a little jersey and maybe a little helmet?
Well, I'm trying my... I've been in cahoots with my mom about trying to get Leia a shiny silver spandex bodysuit so that she'll be the silver bullet.
Uh-huh.
And if Coors Light wants to sponsor her,
That's great.
I'd be willing to talk to somebody. Or Leia would be, to represent. But so that's kind of my idea as far as outfits. But of course can't have anything that's going to impede her ability to run very fast.
Right.
But she'll be wearing something. For sure.
Fantastic.
With likely the Dog Talk Show logo on it. So
excellent.
Yeah. So that is my big news, and that is very, very exciting. I'm a big Seahawks fan, and to have the opportunity to actually be on the field with my dog, even better. So thank you, Sherry, and Wienerfest Northwest for that opportunity. That's great. And you can check out some pictures and information about the event, Wienerfest Northwest. And the website is www.wienerfestnw.com. check it out. Pictures, videos, all that good stuff. And then, again, there's the video of Leia's winning race on the Dog Talk Show website, which is dogtalkshow.com. All of the past shows are archived on the website. We're also available as a free download on iTunes as an audio podcast. So hello to my iTunes listeners. And today is September 1st, so I'm starting my big contest that I was talking about for a gigantic prize that I am still gathering. Lots of books. I'm working on potentially a pet hair vacuum, like big deal prize. And this is open to not only my live listeners, but to my online archived and iTunes listeners as well. All I need is for you to email me at host@dogtalkshow.com with a picture of your Dog Talk Show car sticker on your car. Please don't include your license plate in the photo, because I'll be posting the pictures of the stickers on the website, mm-hmm. unless you want your license plate posted. and so for every, that will get you an entry to the drawing. So email me, host@dogtalkshow.com. We've got all month for this. So if you don't have a sticker yet, email me with your address. I'll send you one. You can put it on your car. Then you can take the picture and send it to me, and I'll enter you into the drawing. And it's going to be the biggest prize we've given away so far. I might even gather some extra sort of a few other prizes so that multiple people can win. But there will be a grand prize.
And when is the big drawing happening?
I think the first show in October.
All right.
We'll give everybody all of September to get their entries in. And then we'll do the drawing at the beginning of October.
Now, is it a random drawing here, or is it the more creative you get with your stickers?
No, random.
Okay, yep. Good to know.
And only one entry per car. But if you have three cars and they all have Dog Talk Show car stickers, you get three entries.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep. But the only one car, you know, you can't just email me 1,000 times with the same sticker on the same car.
Right.
Yep. Perhaps even you'd be willing to do the drawing, Eric.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that.
All right. We'll do it live on air.
Maybe we could get Leia in here to assist with that.
The famous fast wiener dog
That's
racer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Grease Lightning.
Yes. So next week is my birthday.
Oh.
September 8th, next Wednesday's show is my birthday show. So in the spirit of my birthday, we'll be giving away things all day are all hour long.
Fantastic.
Yep. So I'm collecting giveaway items for that show as well, but we'll be playing Dog Talk Show trivia for most of the day. So
awesome.
And we'll also be introducing
As well be my birthday.
Well, it might as well be.
For doing Dog Talk Show
I know
trivia,
it.
My favorite part of the show.
I know. When is your birthday?
November 13th.
All right. Well, I'll remember that. Dog Talk Show trivia on that show,
and
too.
All our iTunes listeners will remember as well.
Yes. We will be introducing our new sponsor, our newest major sponsor of the Dog Talk Show. We are unveiling that, so to speak, next week on the birthday show. And I'm going to give a little teaser, and the hint is the song that we're going to play coming out of this segment, or going out of this segment. So when we go into break here, we're going to play a song, and that's going to be the hint of the new sponsor. So if you've listened to past shows, you will know. I have some announcements before we take our first break, and then when we come back, Susan Thixton of the Truth or truthaboutpetfood.com will be with us, and it's an opportunity for you to call in and grab your dog or cat's bag of food and give us a call and read us the first five ingredients. And Susan is going to essentially decode that for us and tell us exactly what those ingredients mean, because it's not necessarily clear to the average consumer really what all these words mean. Well, it says chicken meal, but what is that, really? Is chicken meal good? Is chicken meal bad? What is chicken meal? What makes it meal?
You see meat byproducts
on
some bags.
Yes, you do.
Not the ones I'm buying,
and
mind you. But
no, and we'll be certainly talking about that as well.
You'd think they would have to tell you what kind of meat.
You would think they would, but they don't. Hmm. And that's a whole nother can of worms as far as regulations go.
Maybe it's worms.
Maybe it could be. It just says meat. It doesn't specify. Bowling for Bullies is happening Sunday, September 26th, which happens to be the same Sunday that Leia and I are racing during the Seahawks. So that's a special day. Sunday, September 26th, 1:30 to 4:30 at West Seattle Bowl. This is a fundraiser to benefit Bullseye Rescue. And you can purchase tickets by, let's see, where is the website? It is bowlingforbullies.vpweb.com. And I will post that on the Dog Talk Show website. Bowling event, really fun. West Seattle Bowl is a great facility, and you'll be raising money for Bullseye Dog Rescue, a wonderful local organization. We also have the Service Dog Conference coming up here September 25th and 26th. It is the Assistance Dogs at Work Conference at the Embassy Suites Hotel SeaTac, September 25th and 26th. It looks like registration has closed, but if you want to try to get in last minute, I would get in touch with them. It's $90 for both days. Register for each day separately. You can go to IAADP.org, which is the International Association of Assistance Dog Partners. You can also go to dogsaver.org/ADC, and that is the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound's website. So these two organizations are forming a partnership to present this two-day conference, Assistance Dogs at Work Conference. And all of that information is on the Dog Talk Show website as well, www.dogtalkshow.com. Here's the hint about the Dog Talk Show's new sponsor starting next week. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with Susan Thixton with thetruthaboutpetfood.com.
Many dogs love to ride in the car, but boy, they can really do a number on the interior with their nails and teeth. Did you know that you can have the interior vinyl and leather dents and tears repaired rather than having to replace an entire section or door? Color Masters Northwest offers leather, vinyl, and velour restoration with the option of on-site repairs and affordability of saving you from having to order a whole new part. You don't have to wait to replace your entire door or console. Just call Color Masters Northwest and have your dog's unsightly handiwork repaired quickly and affordably. Call 425-681-9355 or visit colormastersnw.com to schedule an appointment today. That's 425-681-9355 or online at colormastersnw.com.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Dene, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
You can't hold it. It's electric. Woogie, woogie, woogie.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. That is quite a hint, isn't it, Eric? Eric got it right off the bat.
I was just doing the electric boogie over here.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to think about that.
Wow. I have to bring my video camera next week. It's actually one of, I enjoy it.
You enjoy doing the electric boogie?
Yeah, you know, if it comes on like at a wedding or something, everyone rolls their eyes, but I'm up there excited, ready to roll.
Well, it's your birthday next week, so you'll definitely have to do some
electric
boogie
all show long.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we are back, and we have Susan Thixton here with us with truthaboutpetfood.com. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Welcome to the Dog Talk Show.
Oh, excited to be here.
Well, I am excited to have you here. I don't even know how I found you, but I found you online, and I was like, I think it was on Facebook, and you have a Facebook page, and I believe Truth About Pet Food Facebook page is on the Dog Talk Show Facebook page as one of the favorites.
That's wonderful.
But check out this website. It is. I'm looking at it right now. Along with, you're in good company with Frankie the Walk and Roll Wiener Dog and Sparkles the Fire Safety Dog. So,
okay.
It's an elite crowd. So, I was just at first glance at your website, I just knew you were on top of this and that you have a lot of detailed information. Will you just tell us a little bit about who you are and how you formed this website and how this all came to be?
It's been about 19 years now. I had a dog, an 8-year-old very healthy dog, get bone cancer. Mm. And my veterinarian knew more than most veterinarians, actually back then knew more than most do today, mm-hmm. about nutrition. He went to vet school with Dr. Wasong, mm-hmm. of Wasong Pet Foods.
Yes.
Take her in. I mean, literally overnight, there was a tumor on her. He tells me it's bone cancer. I had 2 weeks to tell her goodbye.
Hmm.
And he told me it was probably from the chemical preservatives in her food.
Hmm.
And at that time, you know, I was clueless. He said they were used to extend the shelf life. I didn't really understand what shelf life was. I called the company. And what they told me, I will never, ever forget. I can still hear the woman say this all these years later. I asked her what the shelf life was for this food. And this was the leading pet food company in the United States, still one of the top 3 or 4 now. They told me the shelf life was 25 years.
Oh, man.
My dog, that was 3 times more than what my dog lived.
Yeah.
And I was so taken aback by it. That ever since then, I've stopped anybody that I could long enough to learn from them. I've read many, many, many documents on the FDA website, the AFCO regulations. I try to connect with holistic veterinarians and learn from them, textbooks, science papers, anything I can. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a vet. But these things can be read and interpreted, and I try to put them in pet owner language and teach pet owners. The website's been up for, I think, 6 years now, and I have people all over the world. It's really, I'm very humbled by it, that there's so many people that follow the site, and it's wonderful. I'm very, very happy.
Mm. Now, you said you're not a scientist and you're not a vet, but you also just told me that you're actually going to speak at a vet school. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm so excited at the potential of this. I was invited by a student organization, Holistic Veterinary Students at Western University. I will be speaking on October 13th, 150 to 200 first-year and second-year vet students. And I mean, the opportunity for them to see and hear what so many pet owners, I think so many of us have lost respect for our veterinarians because we have learned what byproducts are and what meat and bone meal is and what these horrible ingredients are. And then when our veterinarians recommend foods that contain these ingredients, you lose respect, and that can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So if a new generation of veterinarians begins to understand what the FDA does to pet owners and what AFCO is doing to pet owners, then maybe things can change. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Yeah, well, that's great. And it is, it's a huge hole in the education currently, and we had Dr. Michael Fox, who you've heard of, who was the author of Not Fit for a Dog, and he's been on actually a few times, but the November 4th show of 2009 is an excellent show where he talks specifically about the relationship between the prescription diet food companies and the vet schools. And it's quite unethical, actually. And unfortunately, who's paying the price is our pets and us, and I think the vets themselves.
Well, my trip to Western University is even being sponsored. She offered to have a drug company pay my expenses out there and hotel, and I said absolutely not. And I wrote about it on my site, and pet owners donated the air miles and hotel points. Pet owners are supporting me going out there. It's they want this. And this needs to be. There's only one vet school, to my knowledge, that is not heavily supported by big pet food, and that's Cornell. And that's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't care that they get information from whatever pet food company, but that shouldn't be the sole source of their information, and at this point it is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to rock the boat a bit, but looking forward to rocking the boat.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, so what we have today is, and you are welcome to call in out there. Please do. If you have your bag of pet food, and this is all fine for cats as well, because it's all the pet food industry, it all goes for cats too. So if you have your bag of dog or cat food handy, call us, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-KKNW. That's toll free in Western Washington. And I've got a whole collection of labels here that I've accumulated over the years just for fun. And what we're going to do is we're going to read, Susan, the first five ingredients on the ingredient list, and then you are going to tell us about those ingredients and what they actually mean.
To give everybody why the first five, ingredients are listed on a pet food label in order of heaviest to lightest, pre-cooking weight. So the first five or six ingredients by weight would make up the majority of the food.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of rate those ingredients to give you a ballpark of what you're feeding your dog or cat.
Yep. Excellent. Okay, so, and I'm not going in any specific order. I'm not giving a worst to best or best to worst or anything like that. We are just giving the information for you to do with what you feel is best for your pet. But I am going to give the names of brands, and this is, we're just giving the facts here of what's listed on the bags. So the first one that I have for you, Susan, is Nutrisource, and here are the first five ingredients: chicken, chicken meal, brown rice, barley, chicken fat.
All of those ingredients are nutrition-providing ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Now, chicken being the first ingredient, chicken meal being the second, any meat, backing up a bit, chicken means meat, and it can be internal organs, it can be bone, but it is like fresh meat like you would buy at the grocery. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of moisture in that. Mm-hmm. Chicken meal, on the other hand, means moisture removed. It is solid protein.
Okay.
So in this case, with chicken being first, any meat can be even up to 70%, but let's go to 50% to be fair, moisture.
Mm-hmm.
With the heaviest ingredient being chicken and containing moisture, half of that weight, half of that ingredient is, even though pets need water, we're not looking for water at this point in a pet food. We're really looking for nutrition in these first five ingredients. So half of that first ingredient is moisture, useless nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer, what I look for in a food is for those ingredients to be flipped. I'd rather chicken meal, which is solid protein, mm-hmm. be the first ingredient.
Okay.
But they're still, regardless, they're still great ingredients. Mm-hmm. All of those ingredients were great. The only thing I would want would be for a pet owner, the rest of the story is to find out if the manufacturer uses bone and internal organs in their meal. And my research says that, yes, Nutrisource does use some bone, but no internal organs. And the reason why bone is of concern is fluoride. Environmental Working Group did a study maybe a year ago that pet foods with high levels of bone in them also had high levels of fluoride. Fluoride is scientifically linked to bone cancer.
Mm.
So that's a variable that pet owners have to decide, you know, is this good? Do I want to trust that there's not enough bone in there? You know, you have to judge that for yourself. But you do need to find this information out from the manufacturer.
Okay. Well, I have a number of other labels for you, Susan. We're going to take a quick break. Feel free to give us a call and grab your pet's bag of food or treats and read us the first five ingredients. And Susan will give you information back about more specific details about those ingredients and what they mean. Those numbers again, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
My little friend, Quiche. Quiche La Poodle is her name. And having a good time on a crummy day.
Can carpet cleaners change the world? They can try. At Green Shield Carpet Cleaning, they believe that the earth is our only home. The cleaner we make it, the better home it is. Their process is Green Seal approved, 100% organic, non-toxic, hypoallergenic, perfume-free, and rinses clean. Right now, Green Shield Carpet Cleaning will clean up to three areas in a hallway for only $99. This includes pet urine enzyme treatment, deodorization, and stain guard application at no extra charge. Call Green Shield Carpet Cleaning at 206-414-1039. On the east side, call 425-440-8316. Or you can visit them on the web at greenshieldcarpetcleaning.com. Green Shield Carpet Cleaning, changing the world one customer at a time.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Do you want to improve your health? take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk, 1150.
It's her name. And having a good time on a crummy day is our game. Keish. Keish Lorraine.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are back with Susan Thixton of Truth About PetFood.com. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
So we have Sandy in Bellevue on line one who has some ingredients from her bag of Natural Balance. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
So first five ingredients on... Now, is this dog or cat food? Just curious.
Dog, dry dog food.
And what kind of dog do you have?
Cocker Spaniel.
Okay. So first five ingredients.
Sweet potatoes, salmon... Salmon meal, canola oil, potato fiber.
Okay.
Oh, well, for one, I don't like that. Sweet potato, a vegetable, would be the first ingredient. I always want to see dog food, cat food, like a meat as the first ingredient for a vegetable. But, you know, that's okay. Salmon meal... Natural Balance, some salmon meals, the same chemical, I don't know if you heard the first of the show of my experience with my dog dying and what led me down this path. Pet food manufacturers do not, if they don't add an ingredient to the pet food, it doesn't have to be on the label. Fish meals have to be preserved, federal laws, before they're shipped to pet food manufacturers, and some of the fish meals are preserved with a chemical called ethoxyquin. Ethoxyquin is what killed my dog. Now, the good news is that effective June this year, Natural Balance, which is made by Diamond Pet Food, switched to an ethoxyquin-free fish meal. So that ingredient is an excellent ingredient. The canola oil, there is so much controversy over canola oil. I cannot support canola oil. I've provided my readers with research, and it's difficult to find negative research on canola oil. Most of it you find is very supportive. But canola is a genetically modified grain. There are so many things we do not know about genetically modified anything. I can't go there with canola. Me personally, I would not. I don't use canola oil for my two-legged family, and I would not give it to my four-legged family. So me personally, that would cause me not to feed that food.
Interesting. And this is, I think, a food for allergies. I believe. Is that right, Sandy?
Well, he's the typical cocker with a lot of ear problems, so mm-hmm. I just thought perhaps trying a this type of food, I just wanted to
see. Has it helped?
No, I think it's probably pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just, it's a periodic thing, but mm-hmm. it was just suggested that perhaps I try this.
Yeah, it's the one of the... there's a local company, Sandy, called the Natural Pet Pantry, and they make both raw and cooked food diets. And they sell them both in stores, and they also offer home delivery. Mm-hmm. And you're in Bellevue, and so you are definitely within range. But that's actually real food that is either raw or cooked and then frozen. So it's not like a processed dry brown pellet type food.
Mm-hmm.
And those dogs and cats tend to do really, really well on food that's actually
natural.
Right. And minimally processed. And you know what the ingredients are. And so I would really recommend checking that out, even supplementing the food with that. And I know that, Susan, you have a little cookbook coming out soon. Is that right? With some recipes?
Yes, for home cooked meals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a while yet, but that's down the road. I would also recommend a great book to read is the Omega RX, like prescription, Zone, Z-O-N-E, by Dr. Barry Sears. I would give your dog a supplement, and do this with your veterinarian's approval, but a fish oil supplement, purified or pharmaceutical-grade fish oil. Fish oil helps fight inflammation.
I just started him on fish oil this week.
Good.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I think it takes a little while, but I think that might help you. If I were in your shoes, I would get a pet food that had a meat in the first ingredient, for one thing, and I would not use canola.
I see.
And Sandy, there's a link to the Natural Pet Pantry's website on the Dog Talk Show website, so you can easily find that information by just going to dogtalkshow.com.
All right.
And if you have any questions about food also as you're trying to find a food, don't hesitate to email me at host@dogtalkshow.com.
Thank you so much. Right. This is very helpful.
Well, thanks for calling in, and have a great day with your little spaniel.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, chronic ear infections are a symptom of food allergy, commonly.
Yes, they can be. They most definitely can be.
Okay, so I've got another one here for you, Susan. Now, if you would like to read your pet's bag of food, the first five ingredients, call us 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. 5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And you can find out what Susan says about your pet's food. Okay, here's another one. This is Acana. A-C-A-N-A. And
made by Champion?
Yep, championpetfoods.com. Yep. The ingredient list is chicken meal, steamed oats, fresh free-run chicken, peas, brown rice.
All great ingredients.
Okay.
All great ingredients. Now, the problem, me personally, that I have with Champion Pet Foods, their ingredients, both the Acana and the Origin Foods, their ingredients are marvelous. They read wonderful. But the company doesn't answer pet owner questions. Mm. I have a team of secret shoppers all over the country that send pet food companies questions.
Mm-hmm.
They don't answer questions.
Mm.
And to me, I have a problem with that. When a company is not straightforward, if they... one of the things we always ask companies is country of origin of ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just, very simply ask, what is the country of origin, or is the United States the country of origin of your ingredients? And they'll come back and say, yes, excluding lamb from New Zealand, which is wonderful, or venison from New Zealand. Everything is from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So then you write them back and say, does that include vitamins and minerals?
Mm.
And then they write back and go, oh, no, some of our vitamins and minerals are sourced from Asia.
Mm.
So they are excluding that information from ingredients. Well, vitamins and minerals are ingredients. And that's a red flag to me when a company skirts these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Champion Pet Foods won't respond to secret shoppers.
Mm.
And they don't know whether the secret shopper is a pet owner, potential customer, existing customer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have a problem with that.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, with, and I think we're going to do actually a separate show on this because it's a whole nother can of worms, but like it says made with fresh regional ingredients. Well, there's a with rule, right? So it only has to be like 3%.
Yeah, and it depends. The with rules are different with everything. Mm-hmm. You know, with gravy, with, you know, all those things are different in every different variable. I have communication with the president of AFCO, American Association of Feed Control Officials, mm-hmm. Who develop all the regulations and ingredient definitions with all animal foods, but mm-hmm. pet foods. And he even said in an email response yesterday to the human grade claim that it is murky. Mm. Murky does not benefit pet owners. If we're trying to find just a healthy food made of human grade ingredients, U.S. ingredients, we don't want to have to get a PhD to interpret what they say or a private detective to find the answers to all our questions.
Yeah.
So murky is no good.
Murky is, yeah, I don't, not a great word to hear from the president of the association. Okay, here's another one for you. Iams.com. It's not easy to find these list of ingredients online either. You have to click and then click and then click.
Yeah.
And some of them I couldn't even find.
So, yeah, they're very tricky.
Yeah. so here's Iams Proactive Health Adult Chunks. Chicken, cornmeal, ground whole grain sorghum, chicken byproduct meal, dried beet pulp, and let me give you number 6 just because I'm dying to know. Chicken flavor.
Oh, yeah, don't you love that?
And we've got just about 2 minutes before the next break.
Okay. So, I don't want to see corn in any dog food or cat food, any version of corn, gluten, meal, flour, anything. Corn is prone to a deadly mold called aflatoxin. You don't know whether the pet food company is testing for it. I did provide pet owners with some very interesting research on this recently. It's on my site. Byproducts are anything left over that is not utilized for human food processing. It can be intestines. It can include some feathers. It probably doesn't include chicken feet. It also can be, when the word is meal, byproduct meal, it can be chickens that have been rejected because of disease.
Tumors,
cancer. It can be these chickens that have been producing all the salmonella recalled eggs that will be euthanized and then ground up, and they're going to go into pet food.
And what,
so that's what chicken byproduct meal can be.
And pentobarbital, which is what's used to euthanize pets, actually survives the process and ends up in food.
Now, that wouldn't be from chickens. Pentobarbital can really is only sourced from horses, dogs, and cats.
Okay.
And yes, it has been found by the FDA and many, many brands of dog foods.
Excellent.
Yes.
Wonderful news. All right. We have JC in Poulsbo, and we're going to take that call. As soon as we come back from break, we'll be back with Susan Thixton of www.truthaboutpetfood.com. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area, licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's KEMLY Electric.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, a special Vet Sunday. After a shocking departure from our area, Dr. Mike Saluski will join us from his new location in Oregon. He's a great holistic vet specializing in Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and chiropractic. He'll take your phone calls and answer any animal medical care questions on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
On the AM band at 1150 and on the FM HD band at 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Have you heard anything yet? My dog was lost, but now he's found. My dog was lost, but now he's found.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are back with Susan Thixton, Caped Crusader for Safe Pet Food. Welcome back, Susan.
I'm glad to be back.
Well, we have JC in Poulsbo, who has a question about wellness and also solid gold. Hi, JC.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a bag of food with the first five ingredients?
Yes, I have two, actually, one which I have been using and one which I've just been told to get and start to use.
Okay, which one?
The first one that I have been using is called Wellness, for our kitty cat, Complete Health.
Mm-hmm.
And the first five ingredients are chicken meal, rice, ground barley, and ground rice.
It lists rice twice?
It lists rice as the third one and ground rice as the fifth one.
Mm.
Ground barley, ground rice.
Okay. Rice means, unless they say whole brown rice or whole grain, things like that,
uh-huh.
It implies white rice.
Right.
White rice is very processed and provides a little to no nutrition.
Uh-huh.
I can't say it's a bad ingredient,
yeah,
but
it's a filler.
In that first five, since it is the majority of your food,
yeah.
You want nutrition-providing ingredients in there.
Right.
With it listed twice, and this is kind of a trick that some companies do, listing two ingredients like that, it could be that the weight of those two of the five, they could outweigh another, you know, one of the meat
right.
ingredients. So there literally could be more rice in that food, which you especially do not want for cats.
Right.
Now, they need some of the nutrition from vegetables, so forth, but cats are meat eaters, obligate carnivores. Mm-hmm. They need meat.
Right.
So that food, I would have to say no, I would not feed it to one of my own.
Okay.
Just simply because there's a lot of rice in there. Don't like
right.
that.
Okay. So the new one that was recommended is Solid Gold Indigo Moon Holistic Cat Food. And I already know one of the ingredients on here, because you've talked about it already, but the first five are chicken meal, potatoes, canola oil, preserved with mixed tocopherols, chicken, and potato protein.
Yeah, the canola oil, I can't go there. It's just too much of a risk. I would ask, and this is something I have yet to have the opportunity to do, there is a forensic animal scientist that I have made a connection with, and he wrote a blog about there are potatoes being used. I have no idea if this is the case, but and I have no idea if anybody here, but this man has tested U.S. pet foods, and he knows it is being used here. I don't know any of the foods it would be in yet. I hope to find out. But there is a variety of potato called Amflora, A-M-F-L-O-R-A. You know fiberboard that they build houses on where there's little pieces of wood and they're mm-hmm. all stuck together?
Right.
Don't
you know
say it,
about?
Susan. Don't tell me that's in the pet food.
Yes, ma'am. The glue that is used to stick all of those pieces of wood together is made from the Amflora potato. It has been found in pet foods here in the United States as the potato protein.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
I have not a clue. Let's hope Solid Gold is a company with a big reputation.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. Now, what I would do if I were in your shoes, well, first off, I cannot recommend that food me personally. I can't feed it to my own because of the canola. But if you find another food that you are satisfied with and it has a potato ingredient, mm-hmm. call the manufacturer mm-hmm. and ask them what kind of potato is in this food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. and if they can't tell you, that's not good because
right.
maybe they don't know. Maybe
right.
their supplier of potato, just right. like in the melamine incident.
Yeah.
Maybe their supplier of potato is slipping in this very cheap Amflora potato instead of russet potatoes or Idaho potatoes or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do, we have started feeding, well, him, we've never given him all dry. We have a wet canned food that we feed him and also started supplementing with raw chicken.
That's great.
That we cut ourselves.
Yeah.
And so that helps.
Cats need a lot of moisture, a lot of moisture. So canned foods are very important. I have three cats. Mine get both a kibble and soft food.
Uh-huh.
If you feed all soft foods, whether it's homemade, raw, canned, whatever, you want to add probiotics to the food. Probiotics are healthy bacteria,
mm-hmm.
90% of the immune system is located in the gut, you know, in the stomach and intestines. The probiotics are friendly bacteria to keep the gut healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to add a probiotic supplement if you
like
are
on... Like the Acidophilus that we're taking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Susan, we've got one more caller that I want to get in before we run out of time here.
Okay.
But JC, let us know if you write the company. Let us know what they think. Email
me. Yeah, let me know too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We've got about 1 minute. We have Diane and Kent on line two. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I don't have it in front of me, but I feed my kitty cats wellness packets, and there's a ingredient in there called natural flavor. And I don't
yeah,
know
we
what
didn't
that
discuss
is.
The natural flavoring can be a very murky ingredient.
Right, I've heard it could be like MSG or something.
It
like
can
that.
Be synthetic. It can be made from sort of byproduct material. It can have chemical preservatives in it that the pet food manufacturer didn't add, so they don't have to list it on there, that can be a real, real murky problem ingredient because you don't know. I don't understand why so many pet foods, why they have to add flavor.
Yeah,
that one is beyond me. But you know, it's not necessarily a bad or risk ingredient. The problem is that you don't know.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Diane.
All right. Yes. Bye bye.
So the word of the day is murky. Then.
It is.
All right. Susan, I want to make sure to get out your information for people to find out more about you and also to subscribe to your PetSumer report, which they can do on your website, which is truthaboutpetfood.com. And there's a little button right there on the homepage to subscribe to the PetSumer report, which you put out. And clearly we need to have you back soon because this went by way too fast.
Anytime.
All right.
Anytime.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. Susan's
Thank
website
you, Julie.
Is truthaboutpetfood.com. We'll be back for my special birthday show next week. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. Contests mentioned during the preceding program are the responsibility of the hosts of this program, and not this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150.